guys, it's Britt Dowd, and welcome to the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast, where every week we bring you episodes to positively and intentionally impact not only your business, but your leadership, communication, and personal life. Yes, we talk about mowers, fertilizer, and irrigation, but we put an emphasis on growing you as a leader and growing your business skills. We do this through interviews with other small business owners, growth segments where we dive deep on a micro business topic, and documented episodes from our own seven-figure business, Green Again Lawn. All right, lawn care leaders, turn your headphones up. It's time to get back at it. Welcome back, guys. This is a new series brought to you by the Lawn Care Leaders. We're going to track the real-life weekly happenings of small business owners just like you. This will be an experience like no other as we get a chance to do life with these guys from the end of their lawn and landscape season in 2020 through the winter as they prep for a new year and into the chaos of spring rush in 2021. This is not an interview. These are calls where I check in on business owners and ask them the hard questions. We use each phone call to build on the next and make sure that we know what they are going through and how we can help. In this new series, there are a total of four business owners. The first two that you're going to hear from are owners going into their second year of full-time lawn care. The second group of business owners, one is going into their fifth year, and the other is going into their 11th year of business. We are going to bring you two of these calls each week. Every Tuesday and every Wednesday, we will drop one of the conversations, and it will be in the same order each week. Our goal with this series is for you to be able to relate with someone that is in a similar business size or in a similar situation to you. Not every phone call will be overly entertaining, but that's business, isn't it? We all deal with a billion decisions and come up with 100 solutions to hard problems on a weekly basis. So by hearing the highs, lows, and real life thoughts of owners on a weekly basis, we get a chance to go through this journey as a community. Sam Fisher, what's good, brother?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you great, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Let me stay on the line. Let me add Zach real quick.
Okay. What's good, DD?
Zachary Dean, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Let me merge this with Sam here. Everybody here?
I'm here.
Sam?
Yep, we're here.
Sam, Zach, merged call. All right, bro. Sam, are you still out hustling or is it raining you out up north?
It started to rain, so the guys are finishing up their last one and they're headed back.
Hey, perfect. Perfect. All right. So we've got what, 3 hours then instead of 45 minutes? Sam's like, not funny.
No, man, I got too much work to do. I'm running a business.
It's raining now. Just going to try to get people to pay me.
There you go, man. There you go. Okay. So, Sam, just so you know, on each consecutive call like this one, we're going to go over some of the highlights of stuff that maybe we talked about you working on or improvements. And that way we build on each call and it's not just the same standard questions each time. We will refer back to some of the questions that we somehow don't address while we're talking. Like I always want to know like, hey, what's the pulse of production, cash flow, equipment, and your guys. So, but a lot of that will come up with some of these questions. And then we wanted Zach here just to kind of referee and keep us in line, right, Zach?
Yeah, the boring accountant to keep everybody straight and narrow.
No, man.
No, I wanted to jump in and just, Sam, especially since I've been working so much with you the last few days, it's been a lot of fun, but I wanted to hop in and make sure I'm in the loop and hear all the good things you have to say. So,
yeah, thank you. Well, I'm glad you think it's fun.
I'm glad you...
Yeah, that's one way. I'm constantly bombarding him with questions about what is this? What is this? It's a true deep dive, isn't it, Sam?
So we did good. We got it done.
Yeah, we did. We cranked through that.
Yeah.
It's no small business to crank through in a week, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's good. No, it's good that all three of us are on here. And I mean, that's what we want for you, Sam, too. And I was telling Zach, like all the good stuff we chatted about, and that's the point of all this. So we can take what you're actually going through and hopefully walk through it with you. Okay. All right. So let's jump right into it. Just hit us with like, what's been going on in your world this week?
Just trying to do cleanups and dodge the rain at the same time. And then, we're just hanging Christmas lights. So just a lot going on at once.
Okay. Any highlights or anything you want us to know right off the bat?
On Friday last week, I started to, like, I haven't really done this and I think it helped a lot. I pulled my guys aside and we had like a group meeting, and I'm not very good about stopping and telling them, you know, like the good feedback that we get from customers that text me and say, yard looks great. Your guys did a great job. Thank you. So I just took like 10 minutes and I was reading text from my phone and letting them know like that they're doing a good job, all the good feedback. And it helped a lot.
That is so awesome. What was their response?
They're just like smiling. Like you could tell it made them feel good because a couple of them were smiling. And then one of them later on like came up to me and he was like, so-and-so, she liked what we did? And I was like, yeah, she loved it. So you could tell it helped.
Bro, that's awesome. That is really cool, man. That is really cool.
So I'm going to try to do better and keep doing that, even if it's just once a week.
Yep. Yeah, and just getting a rhythm of, you could even screenshot them and save them on your phone onto a notes page every Monday, just reading a couple. That's awesome, man. Good job. I'm glad they were happy about it, and I think you'll see a little tick up in how much they care about their work, because that's one of the questions that I was going to ask you. Let me skip ahead here. I was going to ask, how did it go, like, trying to over-communicate to the guys the work that needs done? Because one of the issues was scheduling, and we'll jump into that as well. But did you say, like, hey, I know you guys don't want to work Saturdays, nobody does. How did that go, and how did you communicate that?
The same thing when I did that Friday meeting. I read them all the texts, and then at the end of it, I said, hey, look, next week it's going to be crazy because it's right before Thanksgiving and there's a lot of people that want their yards cleaned, and we're going to have to work until dark because I want to give you guys like a, you know, Thursday and Friday off and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And they, all three of them said, no problem. We work till dark. Like it's fine. We don't care. So it was good. But now with the rain, that's not happening.
Yeah. And so you just pretty much in essence said like, hey, here's the work that needs done. If we bust it, work till dark, we might have Saturday off, is what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And what, I mean, they were okay with it, or did you have any pushback on anything? What did they say?
I didn't have any pushback. They all just agreed that they would work till dark and try to get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're going to have to work Saturday, so.
Yeah.
They'll be okay with it.
Yeah. And Zach, I mean, we're just chatting here, but I know I've got an outline that I sent you, but if you've got questions that you want to pipe in on, just cut me off.
Oh yeah, no problem. I'm just tuned in. You guys are doing a good job.
I'm just here drinking a milkshake, trying to get swole, Sam.
Midday workout.
just my
Sam, I will ask now that I'm working with you on stuff. Are the Christmas lights a service that you also offered the last few years to your business?
It's pretty much. I sub it out to another guy.
Okay.
Just because I don't like I go around with them and we bid them all together, mm-hmm. and meet with the customers and ask what they want and all that. There's a couple of them that I'll help them with, but he's mm-hmm. I call my monkey and he climbs everywhere.
Hey, that's really nice way to utilize subs. I know you do that quite a bit throughout the year, so you probably have pretty good systems and just know how to do it. So for the December, the winter work, you're not utilizing any of your full-time guys for that kind of stuff?
Not usually.
Okay.
How many Christmas light jobs are you doing normally?
Not very many. I think this year we only had like eight.
Eight, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I kind of wanted to get out of it, but I had like those eight people call me to ask. So
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You built some brand loyalty, it sounds like. So do you do any snow stuff during December? Are you just still doing cleanup jobs? Are you planning on working your guys full week, full time?
Yeah, I try to work my guys as long as I can. So we'll do cleanups until either it snows or gets too cold to work. I have a couple like drainage jobs that we can do as long as the ground's not frozen. Mm-hmm. So once the leaves slow down, we'll try to knock those out.
Okay. Yeah, that is nice. You have these so many different types of custom jobs to keep your guys busy through December. Without competing with all the snow removal guys, so mm-hmm. it's nice that you kind of have your pulse in that market on the cleanups and kind of the custom work.
Yep. And then when it does snow, we'll go out. I have a couple of commercial accounts and then the rest are residential.
Okay. The commercial is always nice to have.
Good deal. Yeah. Good deal. Good deal. Before I leave the communication topic, Sam, I wanted to just for real tell you good job. I know that's tough when you haven't done it. And yeah. as a leader, anytime you do something new, we always worry how it's going to go in our head. Like, how is this going to be received by our team? And until you get comfortable doing that, it's a big step. So I first want to give you a big thumbs up, good job on that. Secondly, as you're doing this stuff, I want you and your mind to start thinking this type of communication is what will separate you from other lawn care companies, and it is what will begin to create a culture for your team. So every time you do something like this, go ahead, take pride in it, and then realize hey, this was a big step for me, and then also realize this is being heard on a different type of level with your team members. So I just want you to realize that when you do these talks, they are going from an employee into what I prefer to call a team member. So okay. And that's a shift from work to career, a shift from employee to team member, a shift from labor to an actual passion for your job, actual value add. And so those little tweaks in verbiage, they mean a lot. And they're going to mean a lot to you as the leader, but it's also going to dictate the type of people that you bring around and keep around. And so I just wanted to say good job on that. And I'll put all that in the notes because I'm proud of you for doing that. All right. The next thing I want to jump right into is you said your schedule was crazy. It's always been crazy. It's leaf season. Is there anything after our chat a couple weeks ago that you were like, you know what, I'm going to adjust this as I try to schedule these leaf jobs? Did you change the way you scheduled at all?
A little bit. I was trying to get better at doing the routes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just depends. Sometimes we'll have three houses that are together,
mm-hmm.
but only two of them on a leaf cleanup.
Yeah.
And then a week goes by and that third house that was right next to the other two, they call and text me and say, hey, we want a leaf cleanup. Well, I was just there last week.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, like I called a couple of them that I knew and said, hey, we're going to be next door. Can we go ahead and do yours while good. We're there?
Really
so
good.
I'm not trying to backtrack.
Yep. A little more prepared. Zach, you can speak to this. Would there be any ideas that he could do to like force their hand on some of the stuff? Sometimes we would do, you know, you don't want to like just bully a client, but there is a way to force scarcity. Could he say something like, hey, we're going to be in your neighborhood next week. If we don't get it done, then, you know, prices are going to go up by $50 per lawn or something like that. Do you have any ideas or have you done anything like that with some of the other guys?
It's something that if you know, you don't want to put down a hard number because it worries you even. Well, first of all, taking the step of being proactive, Sam, is awesome. So good work on that. Yep. You know, on trying to do that. That's the hardest part is just being proactive with it. But if you want to throw in a little something like, hey, the guys are really busy. We're basically scheduled out to so-and-so date. We're going to be in your area. And if we don't hit it this time around, I don't know if we're going to have time come into November, early December.
Yeah.
So if you want to get that on the schedule, now's a great time. You know, maybe something like that that's not so pressing that, it, you know, you're not hitting on prices, but you're definitely making them think a little more. Yep. Like, okay, my neighbor's yard is going to be looking good. I don't want to miss out on that.
Yep.
Fans, guys are busy. Let's get it done.
Yep. No, that's a really good point.
Use lingo like that.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Yeah, Zach hit the nail on the head. Yeah, use that verbiage. I think that's the right way to do it. And then in the back of your mind, you can know too, like, hey, if I do have to go back, our price is going to increase. Just to cover those extra costs and then that way you're covering yourself, but also like Zach said, you're putting your thumb on them, forcing a little scarcity. Okay. So that good job there. What about, quality issues? Was there any more quality control issues on the work being done from your guys?
Nope.
Good.
We're doing good on that.
Okay. Did you get that book, Profit First?
Yes, I've been reading it. I haven't finished it yet.
Okay. Did you do Audible or did you do the actual hard copy?
On Audible.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, that's a great book, and it's something that a lot of our guys use, and I know Brett uses it great again, Sam, but you and I talked a little bit with you setting up some new bank accounts going into 2021. Hopefully, once you get those concepts down, I can try to make it as easy as possible for you, but setting up some of those accounts so that, you know, we name every dollar as it comes in so we know where it's going.
Okay.
So good to hear.
Yeah. Good job there. How far in are you on the book?
Not very far. I'm only on like chapter 3.
Okay. Good job getting it though. You're making changes.
I'm trying.
No, you're doing good, man. I mean, these are biweekly calls and you're already like addressing stuff that we talked about. So that's really cool. You've got a good business already, Sam. So that's one of the indicators where it's exciting for Zach and I to talk to a guy like you because, you know, a couple of tweaks here and there, I mean, you're already hustling. So it's easier to redirect a horse that's already running than to try to whip one in shape.
That's a good analogy. I like that. You're right. It really is. I mean, like when I'm jumping in, working through his books and stuff right now, I mean, I can tell you've got a lot of momentum going, Sam. Yeah. You've got a lot of moving parts and you've proven you can set up good systems and, you know, just keeping your guys busy and keeping new clients come in. So
yeah, you got a
it
lot
has
of good
been
stuff.
A lot of fun to work with you.
That makes me feel good. You guys saying that just, sometimes I don't feel like it.
That's normal for owners. Honestly, I feel like on a lot of these deep dives I do talking to guys, you know, I see a lot of good things and they just don't see it in themselves. And I always try to, you know, shake them a little bit and say, if only you could step back and see what everybody's doing, you would realize how much progress you've really made yourself. You know what I mean? Especially when you're in that, you know, 500,000, you know, 0 to 500,000 up to 1,000,000. When you're getting into those ranges of revenue and you're keeping, you know, multiple guys busy. And I mean, you've proven you have some success. So don't get down on yourself.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good. And, I think just the fact that you're a doer is the biggest thing. And you're not just sitting here talking about this stuff. All right, Sam, I know I just recently sent you the brochure picture, but I did want to talk about my brochure, talk about yours, and then briefly touch on kind of your thoughts for next year on what you're going to do as far as print material and what you're thinking.
Okay. I'm trying to find that picture you sent me.
No, that's fine. Pull it up.
I just like how simple yours is.
Yeah, especially on the front, on the very front.
Yeah. And how do you think, just write in a quick estimate, like even if it was just for mowing, I could put a mow price.
Yep. Yeah, so there's a couple things that the front page does is, and so Zach, I think you've seen it, but it's just our bifold. So on the very front, it says, we just serviced your neighbor's lawn. That kind of builds that little, like, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. Like, oh, I wonder which neighbor it is. If it is a close house to somebody that we just serviced and they've been a client for more than a year, we'll actually write in, like, Mrs. Addison. And then that way they'll be like, oh yeah, I have seen their truck over there. Her lawn does look good. And so there's already a connection point there. And then it says, we wanted to leave you a quote, your price per whatever service is. And there's a line for that. And then at the bottom, Sam, you see the grass, like that's just some very quick recognition that, okay, they do something with the lawn and then they see your price. They're like, okay, that's in the ballpark. And then now they're going to look and see, oh, they actually service my neighbor's lawn. It's not just some rando, you know?
Yeah.
What other stuff stood out to you, or what other stuff can we talk about for your brochure? Because especially if you're putting out thousands of these, I want to make sure that we get it right for you so that you get the highest return possible.
Sure. Obviously, like when you open it up, like putting the services that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think like we should put everything or just a couple things? I don't know how detailed I go.
That's a good question. I would put, I guess it depends on your goals. You know, do you want to start to chase down only design build jobs, or are you okay with building lawn maintenance and continuing mowing? Because if you're fine with that, I would honestly try to only sell maybe two things, like run a test, one with mowing and one with irrigation turn-ons or something like that. The good thing about mowing, bro, is one, that is the easiest sale to get. And then once you have your foot in the door, now you can upsell from there.
You're
casting a wide net, and then you're just doubling down on your return on investment by upselling the heck out of that client. I think whenever you start to put, hey, we do mowing, we do lawn apps, we do landscaping, we do bed maintenance, we do design build, we do hardscaping, we do irrigation, heck, we'll even do your Christmas lights. They're going to be like, I don't need any of that right now. I just need mowing. And so they who knows what the client's thinking at that point, like, oh, this guy's going to have more overhead, or, oh, this guy's pretty busy, I just want some local guy that mows. That's my that's my personal opinion, but I really want to want to get you talking about what your goals are out of it. What exactly would you like to see? Because last time we talked, you wanted to do commercial contracts and begin to go that way, correct?
Yes. Like, I think that it would help me with money flow, because I do have a handful of high-end customers that are in Mission Hills, and they spend a lot of money with me each year. And if I could go through and make a contract that, you know, just get them on a like monthly retainer that it's the same amount every month.
Yeah.
And it'd go all the way through the year. So it helped me in the winter months as well.
Mm. Yeah. And I'll chime in there. I actually have been working with a guy down in Texas. He owns a kind of a maintenance company, and that's what he does.
are all like annual subscription contract jobs.
Yeah.
And man, it is so nice for planning your cash flow because you know what's coming in and you know how many guys you're going to be able to keep busy. And, you know, some months there isn't even that much work, but at least you know the cash is coming in. And it just helps for your stress levels going into the year to have a couple of those big contracts. So I definitely advise guys, if they can land something like that, go all in. And if they want help, you know, trying to come up with a, we can do that. But if you can get them on that subscription model, man, it's just going to help you so much.
Like the way I look at it in my head is like, I kind of want the mowing to be, like the mowing pays the bills kind of sort of thing. Like it pays my payments, pays my payroll, and then, you know, landscaping, design, build, all that extra profit. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of like Britt was saying, mowing's the easiest sell. So once you're in there, then you're trying to upsell to get your higher margin work, like you're saying, your maintenance or design builds. So I completely get that. And mowing is a good way to get your brand out there as well. That's a piece of it. So, and you have, I mean, you know, you have, Sam, you've established that you're in the market. People know you. So I'm glad you're having these conversations of, you know, what's next? What goals do I want to reach that I hit that higher margin work, you know, and what kind of higher margin work do I want? And that's kind of where you're at now.
And with the contracts, like last week, Britt and I talked about if I do that, it also makes my business more, like actually worth more if I 10 years if I did want to sell it or whatever.
Yes, very much so, because you have a lot of value in that customer list or those contracts. You know, you're kind of building that goodwill is what you're doing once you land some of those contracts. So that's a great mindset to have. I like how you're thinking to the future and you're thinking, you know, what's the biggest bang for my buck in this business and how do I increase the value?
Yeah.
So, Sam, I want to make sure that I'm not putting words in your mouth, and you tell me exactly. So it sounds like from what you're saying, your goal, like in your perfect scenario, over the next 3 to 5 years, if you could grow a subscription-type monthly model in higher-income, very affluent areas like Leawood, sections of Overland Park, Mission Hills, that's your goal.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that helps me. Go ahead.
I don't think so say I have a customer and all they do is mowing. Like, I don't think I need to really get them in a contract.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I don't think they need to be in a contract. I don't think there would be anything wrong with trying to pitch them this model. You know, if you can run every client through this model, it would look a lot more seamless and a lot more profitable for you, you know, like, cause then you're lumping mowing in with, you know, a monthly bed maintenance and maybe 2 to 3 hedge trimmings per year. And then they're just on this subscription. So I don't think that's a bad idea at all. And I also don't think it's bad if they don't. Like, if they're just like, just bill me monthly, you know?
Okay.
I don't think that's bad. But this all does matter. This is why I want you to think about it between now and our next call, because it'll depend on how we brand your company, what we say on social media, what's on your website, and especially who we target and what we put on this brochure. Because now I'm thinking on the inside, like, once you pitch them the price, they're going to be like, your price per month is $200. They're like, what the junk, $200? And they look inside, and then that's when they see, okay, my boy Fisher's given me mowing. He's given me a sprinkler turn on that's included. He's given me X, Y, and Z all for this monthly price. So now you are still casting a wide net, but I think it's within a certain segment of the market. Like, I think you're going to be going to larger estates, you know, where our company, we're churn and burn through properties. Like, we're doing 5,000 square foot homes. Our guys are putting out 200 to 300 brochures a day. I see you putting out, you know, you put out 100 in a day, and that's really, really good, because those 100, maybe half of them were a quarter to a half acre property.
Yeah.
And so your rate of return on those brochures, it might go down slightly, and you're not able to get out as many, but the volume won't matter, because hopefully you'll capitalize on larger top line revenue clients that are on monthly subscriptions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Woo, I'm getting juiced up for some marketing, boy.
We just need to figure out how we want to do the brochures.
I'm picturing you kind of like in the grass on your stomach, but you're looking back over your shoulder and like growling at me like,
I think that would really resonate with the old Casey client base. I like that.
Oh, I know those lonely Joko moms would be calling them in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I'll tell you, took your shirt off. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, you guys.
What? Well, all right. So what else? Any other stuff that you want to talk about as far as like your goals for the next two? I mean, we're not nailing down your goals, but just kind of your ideal client and how you want to begin to put together these branding pieces, I guess we could call it.
Just trying to narrow down the brochure. And I think, a question, obviously the brochures would go out to new customers, but then is there something different I should do for my current customers, or just use that brochure?
As far as trying to pitch them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pitch them contract, or do I just type one up and say, hey, this is what it would be.
Zach, what do you think?
I know with some clients that we've done is we have actually pulled out all of the existing client base. So like say we would pull your current client list with all their addresses, and we would exclude them from all the brochures. So that way they're not getting hit and kind of confused with, well, hey, I'm already a client. Why am I getting a brochure? Is Sam not coming this year? You know, I think it can cause some confusion. So I like to piece out your current client base and either send them no brochure or send them something special that's just an upsell. So that way they're just not confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to have that is a good question. Whenever you have your brochure made, you're going to have a PDF format of it. So honestly, what I would do is something really simple. I would screenshot the portion where it talks about, hey, these are the rate, like this is how we're doing our monthly subscription. That way, before your client even sees a price, they see the value in it. I would just screenshot that and text that to all your clients. And be very candid with them. Just be like, hey, Mrs. Addison, just so you know, this is what I'm trying to do. We've grown a lot and we want to take care of our clients, but we're updating our books. We're updating how we bill. It's to make your life easier and to make my business more efficient. And send them that. And then once you send the explanation, then say, these are all the same services that you've pretty well received this year. And and hopefully we can tier it out. So there's like tier one package is the Primo Fisher Lawn and Landscape package. Then there's a tier two, then there's a tier three. Maybe just circle on there which one they're already doing. Like, hey, last year you did mowing and one hedge trimming. So that's a tier four package. If you want to do the other ones, you can. It's a pretty seamless upsell, and then just send them the price. You know, at this one, you would be at $110 per month.
Yep.
And then
I was thinking, like, at the end of the year, I can also go through QuickBooks, and Zach could help me and say, you know, the hulls you spent what X amount of money last year, and kind of go off of that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be an easy way for us, like Britt said, to tier them out. I like that. You know, your top tier, you're going to know they're paying X amount of dollars a year. Your middle tier is here and your lower tier is here. And then the customizable message to your guys, your current clients. I like that, because the last thing you want to do is send out a bunch of new stuff and brochures is,
confuse or lose any of your current client base, because that's the heart and soul. That's the heart and soul of your business. And so you want to give them more of your time, more of your investment, make sure they know what's going on, and then kind of mass send out the other brochures. So I like this. I like this game plan.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right.
And then it is going to be something like you're going to know, like, you're going to have a pretty good guesstimate of what the property is like, but over the next few years, you're going to dial it in on, hey, at this tier, doing these services, you know, the client usually has 5 to 10 trees, 25 to 35 shrubs, a 20 to 30,000 square foot property. You know what I'm saying? But that all comes with reps. The problem that happens is guys get caught up in those details before they actually put out the mass amount of marketing to drum up some business. We can iron out those details. Those are good problems. Like, if you're like, man, I got all this work, but we're underpriced. Like, that's easy. That's easy stuff. It's just, you need to spread the word, grab attention. And then this is also implementing a lot of efficiency for you and hopefully helping your cash flow issue. All right, where are we at? Yeah. 33 minutes. Okay. Next thing I wanted to ask you, because I think this is really important. Are you interested in our next chat? We can hop on with Zach, but you actually, let's see, before I put this out. All right. Looking like maybe December 8th. Coming to my house and we get you set up on some Jobber stuff. I can show you how we use Jobber. And then that way you can begin to plug in some of your clients in there for next year.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So let's
yeah, I like that.
Let's plan on like doing that. Go ahead, Zach.
I think that's going to be a world of change for you, Sam, and especially as you boom and grow this next year. I think it's just going to take a lot off of your plate because it'll be more automated. And Britt and I will be there to hold your hand the whole way if you need it, because it's what Britt used for years. And I had to learn it just, what was that, last year?
Yeah.
I hadn't used it. So it's still fresh in my memory. You know, I started from scratch. And Sam, you have a much better feel for how lawn care systems work probably than I do, because you've been doing it longer. So I know you'll pick it up really quick.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it'll be good. So that'll probably be what we do the whole time.
Okay.
So we'll just chat about that next time, and that'll be good. What about, did you have a chance on the guys that were asking for, like, every other month a cash advance? Did you have a chance to lean into that problem?
A little bit. I talked to one of them about it. And then he opened up and told me what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you kind of like forget that some of them have family back in Mexico. So something happened to his wife and they were needing more money. So
yeah,
that's without, but I told him, I was like, I wish you would, you know, like, talk to me and tell me, tell me that what's going on, because it helps me. Like, I don't feel as bad giving you that advance.
Good. Good. So, How was it received on his end? Because that obviously makes you feel really good. You're like, okay, you know, it's not like he's abusing it. He's not just
like he's gone drinking.
Or just can't handle his own budget. So that's good. What about, how do you feel like it was received on his end?
I talked to him and I told him that. He's like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So I knew he understood.
Good. Good, good. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome way to communicate. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I just, like, I've told myself I got to get better at that. And same with these, like, weekly meetings and giving the guys feedback. Like, I've just always been, you know, get to the shop, go, go, go. Like, get out the door. This is what we got to get done today.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking 10 minutes and talking to them and giving them good feedback. So it's something I'm really going to try to change.
That is good, man. That is good. All right. Let's see here. Let's go back up, make sure. And then don't let me forget, when we meet, I'll jot it down on our next note, but when we meet about Jobber, we can also figure out a way to maybe create some quotes and invoices that are already preset for those contracts. So then they can, they can just e-sign it. Zach, you can probably help him with this too. One of the highlights from last week was he wanted to create a prepayment system.
Mm-hmm.
So, just jot that note down, especially going into winter and beginning to think about next year. He wants to create a system for setting up some of his clients on prepay and offering a discount.
No doubt. And if we get to where we're familiar with jobbers kind of this December and January, that's something we can utilize Jobber for, just like Green Again does, that makes it a lot easier. And what we can do is, Sam, we'll get together and work on what the discount price should be or whatever, so that it doesn't hurt margins too much, but it still gets people to do it. And, and once we decide on the discount, the rest of it's easy. You know, it's really just pushing it out through your Jobber system. So we'll definitely get that figured out.
Okay. And then they'll be able to pay online as well.
On Jobber, yes.
Correct. They can set up a credit card or, you know, whatever it is, e-check or whatever through Jobber and pay that way. And people, it seems to go really well with the clients I work with. I know, Sam, it'll be a little bit of a different way of billing from how you do now. So you may have a little bit of a blip. But I think with just how much people use electronic payments these days and credit cards, it'll be pretty easy to onboard them, more so than you think.
And I have a lot of people that ask me, so I know that they'll do it.
Yeah, that's a good sign. It shows the demand is there out in your Kansas market, you know, for this. So I think a lot of people will welcome it. They can kind of get it off their plate, not have to worry about it all year. And it's going to help you as well, obviously, with cash flow. So kind of the prepayments really can be a win-win for the business owner and your customer.
Okay, cool.
That's good, man. That's good. All right. So, you've implemented a lot of good changes since our last chat. What about, like, is there anything else that is just, like, keeping you up at night?
Not really.
Good. Good.
I mean, Zach, I've talked to Zach about it. We're not there yet, but we're going to try to go through and I can actually pay myself a salary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I give myself salary now, but it's pretty low.
Yeah.
So if I would, I mean, to answer your question, that'd probably be the one thing, just because my wife's always in my ear about it.
So. Mm-hmm. Understandable. She says, you got to pay these bills. And what I see with you, because I'm working on, you know, on yourself and a lot of business owners is they set that salary low, which is fine because it's probably good for tax reasons too. And then you have to supplement your pay with distributions, right? So you're just pulling out profits. What it really comes down to is just finding a way to predictably pull out your profits. You know, so instead of going, oh, it's July, I haven't taken a distribution yet this year. We have some money. Okay, boom, I'll pull out $5,000. And then you don't pull out anything for another 3 months because you don't know how much cash you have. And then you're ready to pull out more. What I've learned is if we can just make a set amount, you know, every month pull out $950 of profit distribution. We'll keep an eye on it through the year. And with our projections, it's going to work. That seems to be the best way to go about it, because then you just have that consistent, you know what to expect. It's easier for your budget. So that's what we'll be working on, something like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that'll be good. And both of these big changes that we're going to implement between prepayments and hopefully a monthly subscription model should help with that. Like, you'll be able to have a little more predictable cash flow, and you'll have a little cushion in the bank with some prepayments. What about cash flow? Is your cash flow all right now?
Yeah, it's okay. The same.
Same. Okay.
Yeah. No, I got a bunch of checks today. Before we got on the call, I went and checked my mailbox, but you know how I was telling you the last call, it's always
the like 20th. Everybody kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. What about how's your production?
Good.
Good. Production's good.
Yeah.
Okay. When are you tracking on being done with leaf cleanups completely?
probably in the next 2 weeks. I mean, this year is kind of weird. They all came down at once. And so usually I could go all the way through December with the leak.
Yeah.
This year's not going to be like that.
Okay, so be done in 2 weeks. And then you, I mean, that'll be after Thanksgiving. So you guys will just take a little downtime, have Christmas, and then pretty much wait on snow, correct? You don't have any other landscape jobs or anything lined up?
A couple drainage jobs, but then that's it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm taking notes here. How's your team been the last couple weeks?
Good. A couple of them have shown up late, but nothing crazy.
Okay. How are you dealing with that?
I'm fine with it as long as they communicate. Like, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late, or hey, I'm running 15 minutes late. Like, I only get mad is when they don't call or text.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're coming or not. And, you know, I got a guy waiting that I'm paying.
Yeah.
The other one's not there yet. So.
Yeah.
It's correct.
And where are they meeting at? Remind me, do you have a shop, or are they meeting at your house? What does that look like?
Yeah. My shop.
Okay. Where's your shop at?
It's 300. Or yeah, it's 80th and Warnell.
80th and Warnell, okay.
In Missouri.
What time do they have to show up?
7:30.
7:30, and they're showing up late, like a bunch of bums.
Yeah.
Is it the same guy, or is it just random?
It's random.
Okay.
It alternates. Okay. This morning it was like, Oh, sorry, I'm late. I was hungover. So I was like, "Well, why are you hungover? Like, did you think it was going to rain or something?" He's like, "I didn't. We're going to work today."
What did you tell him?
I was like, "Well, just know that we're going to work every day unless you hear from me."
Exactly. This is your job. We're going to be working every day unless I tell you otherwise.
He's young, so it's just, I don't know. It's part of it.
Well, here's the deal. This is something you don't have to, but like you have to pick certain standards and then don't waver on them. So for us, like being clean shaven, wearing your uniform, having a clean truck, showing up on time, those are like our low bar standards. And we don't budge on those. So, I mean, and we still have guys that will occasionally show up late, but our whole team knows that that doesn't cut it. And what's happened is now our team will give the guy that's late a hard time. I don't even have to do it anymore. And it's just, it creates this culture. And we do have a fun thing. Like if it's going to be more than 5 minutes, that person has to show up with a breakfast pizza. So it doesn't always have to be like you're bringing the wrath of God down on somebody. But in the beginning, you do need to say like, hey, I'm going to be late on your paycheck this Friday because I'm planning on being hungover, and see what he says. Yeah. And then when he says what, just be like, well, that's kind of in essence what you said to me. Like, hey, I'm never late paying you your paycheck, so you need to put on your big boy pants and get here to work on time. You know, I'm not planning on being hung over when you need your paycheck, so you need to hold up. It's a two-way street, and I think it's okay to gently remind them of that from time to time. And then once you, like I said, once you set that precedent, your team will begin to do it for you.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, let's see here. But no other issues. Let's dig in a little more. I loved that you're already leading, communicating more, talking to them about, hey, here's our compliments, here's what's coming on the schedule. Do you ever get into like how is their personal life? Because that is one thing that you could lean into as well, you know. talking about like, hey, Monday through Friday, like why are you partying? Like how much do you dive into their personal life? How much do you know about their families? Talk to me a little bit about like what your relationship is like with your guys.
That's a good point. I don't really dive into their personal life that much. There's like one of them that I know, he's here, his wife's back in Mexico. He has a kid here. Other than that, I haven't really dived into their personal life.
And why not? Why do you feel like you haven't?
I just kind of, I don't know. I've always been like in my head, just keep it work related. Like I don't even let them, like I've had like past employees friend me on Facebook and stuff like that. And I don't accept their friend requests. Like I just don't want to blend the two together, I guess. I don't want them knowing, like, if my wife and I go to the lake for the weekend and I leave early on a Friday, like, I don't want them knowing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's being a dick, but.
No, there's a different style that I know. You know, I know guys who take that mindset, and it depends on the type of employees you have and kind of their mindset too. So there's multiple ways to do it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So there's one thing. I love these topics, man. The relationship stuff, that this is where there's so much room for growth for all of us. Like we can always lead better. We can always communicate better. But one thing that we'll go over, Sam, in the weeks to come, and I would love to do it in person, especially since we're so close, but it's called the support and challenge continuum. And so we always lean towards support or challenge. And on one side, there is accountability, and on one side, there is appreciation. If you can just picture like a top and bottom or like a cross. And then when you go left to right, on the left side, there's authority, and on the right side, there's assignment. All right. And you always have to be giving your team the assignment, which it sounds like you do. You're trying to keep it professional, keep it business, but you also have to give them authority to carry that out without breathing down their neck. The accountability appreciation thing is tough because it sounds like you're more bent towards let's keep it productive. Let me hold them accountable. It's almost like let's give us our marching orders and then boom, 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 go on our way. That's great. You need that. But on the other side of it is appreciation. The team also needs to know that you care about them as individuals, that you want the best for them. And the overarching theme of this is like, would you want to work for yourself? You know, would you be fulfilled if you had a boss that is doing exactly what you're doing? And there's things that I do that I'm like, man, I did that incorrectly. Like I would not like it if somebody did that to me. And I think that's what you need to think about. I'm not telling you what you're doing is right or wrong. I just think what does that look like for you? I'm not saying Sam doesn't have to be best buddies with his whole team. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, think about how could you show the appreciation side with the accountability side?
I know it's something I got to do better on and work on that. So I'm aware of it. I just haven't taken the time to like actually work on it.
Yeah. Yep. Zach, what else? We got about 9-10 more minutes here. Do you have any other questions that you want to make sure we hit? Hello?
Awesome. Sorry, Britt. I cut out on you. Can you hear me?
Zach went and took a deuce or something on us.
No, I was talking and you couldn't hear me, but apparently you can now. I wasn't sleeping, I promise. This is informative.
It's just like, I enjoyed hold on, Aaron. I got to stop eating these chips and salsa and answer this question.
I'm just laying here watching a movie. No, I was saying. No, I was saying I don't have anything to add. I think we've dug really deep on some meaty topics, and
it's always just fun covering the broad range of, man, just there's so many challenges that owners face. You know, I think about all the things we've covered just that are on Sam's mind right now.
Yeah.
Everything from new systems to cash to customers to going to the lake to trying to figure out what his employees think of him to late guys coming in. There's just a lot to juggle at any given moment.
Yeah.
And so I always walk away appreciating what you owners do more because you are balancing 100 different things at all times.
Yep.
So
yep.
I just want to say, Sam, you are taking action, and that's what it's really all about. I'm going to brag on Britt. What he's so good at as an owner and a leader, because I've worked with him now, is he's not always going to dive deep into the details, and he's not a perfectionist, but he takes massive action. And from what I've seen is the guys that do really well, and which you have this far too, Sam, they just take action. You know, they make things happen. They know they're going to make mistakes, but they keep moving forward. And I can just tell in already 2 weeks, you've taken a lot of action. So yeah. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
You've done good, man. You've done good. I mean, that's what these calls are for. Like we're just going to keep springing forward. And it's just building blocks. It's one day at a time. You know, it's not you. People are going to one day look at you and be like, man, Sam, he was like an overnight success. And you're going to be like, no, this was a decade and a half of me consistently building one day after the other. And Zach put it perfectly, man. So I'm proud of you, man. I'm excited for our next meeting already because I'm excited to get you rolling on Jobber and get these contracts and prepayments rolling.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Cool, bro. Cool. Well, that's it for this week. I'll upload the notes to the Word doc. You can take a look at it. Feel free if you want to put like other notes and highlight them in red so that I see it and ask questions in between the interim or again, as you're thinking about stuff throughout the next coming weeks, just real quick, pull up that Word doc and jot it down. That way we can be sure to hit things that are, you know, on your mind. Cause like Zach said, we do 1,000 things between now and 2 weeks from now. So I just want to make sure that this is truly helpful for you. And I enjoy it.
It helps a lot. So thank you.
Cool, man. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll upload that. And then let's just plan on, I think it was December 8th. We'll have you come out here to my house and we'll get you rolling on Jobber.
All right.
Hey guys, that is a wrap on yet another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. Thanks again for letting us hang out with you, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. Please subscribe, leave us a rating and review, and if you found this at all helpful, please help us by sharing the podcast, and we wish that you would continue this conversation. If you want to chat it up about some topic that happened, or maybe you have further questions, you can find us over on Instagram, Facebook. We're going to be posting YouTube and LinkedIn content as well. So you can find us on almost any platform. And if you'd like to further grow your business or find out more information about Intentional Growth Advisors or one of our other show sponsors, feel free to click the link in the show notes and you can see those there. Again, guys, thank you so much for joining us, and we will be back with you again shortly.